you at all. This is like, you know, women are like, you know, no matter what's out
dishing?
There. You're dishing all the spots we lived.
So?
I mean, we don't have to tell people where we lived. We have to tell them where we're going to live. We're going to live in a fucking...
we're going to move to...
Okay, so let's just get back to listen. That was our stunt dog Ronaldo. He's not right now. Like, we have him jumping through hoops. He's crazy. He's like do another hoop. He's like yes, do it. And I just
especially
do it.
Especially when you give him chicken, Roxy. Ronaldo.
Chicken is like basically his middle name. Let's leave it alone, baby. This is getting a little too domestic. Let's get back to like the fistful of love. You just have a fistful of another kind of love, a furry love. Mine's smooth. Hey, let's go. Let's keep it smooth over here. You know, again, I want to just always give a shout out to the show we're going to be doing, or at least give a just kind of like a shameless self-promotion. We're going to be doing it over there at the Fireside Lounge. Sex Star, Swerve, Luca Brasi coming back. Alpha Blood taking no prisoners with the animal, the cockamang. Cock of the animal, man. Dude, I'm just, I'm stoned. I'm feeling great, you know. That's my snake oil. Just not, you know, it's cool. It's like I haven't been drinking less, just not getting up in the game, you know, just keeping it cool, you know, it's because we're kind of like just feeling great right now. We'll see if we can keep that course going. I don't know. Should we do some PJ Harvey? I don't know. Speaking of, well, you know, let's talk about bongs, right? Because there's nothing that's, no, I was going to do something else. I was going to go, I'm not sure which way to go with this. You know what? I'm going to go stoner. Let's go stoned because I'm stoned. You know, I was going to go keep it more with the it was a new age, kind of 80s stuff that I was doing there a little bit more poppy, but cool. Like it was Flocka. God damn. Now I'm just all scrambled up. I'm so scrambled eggs. Why'd she do that to me? Hey, what should we do? Should we keep the 80s theme? I don't know. Now I'm getting confused. Let's go here. Let's just do this. This is a perfect place to go. What happened there? Now what happened? Their whole fucking internet went down. Is this stuff even going? Oh God. Why do I have to be in this position? This is terrible. Why did they do this to me even when I had my shit together? Okay, now I got to dial
really
it all in.
We wanted to play Ginny.
No, I wanted to, but now like we got to get their shit up. Okay, here we go. Looks like it's working. Looks like it's cool. Let's just go straight here. It's going to be sexy. Yeah. See what I mean? Roxy Roll, I'm like a weeble. I wobble, but I don't fall down.
The only way to live.
Car, yeah, Gary Numan with Cars. That was a just great track. Kind of busted him wide open after Down in the Park and our friends Electric and all that kind of shit. That was amazing. Hey, let's check out this next track. I'm digging it. You know, I played a DJ party. I was a DJ over at Chucho from Submission. Had a party for his birthday up in, I think, the Lab. Or over there on 16th and Mission. It was banging. He had all his fucking, his peeps just getting down, having a great time. And they were going to throw me in there, you know, going to be doing DJ stuff. And so I could play a bunch of shit, funk, hip-hop. He told me to play punk, you know, I was going to be the punk DJ. But then it was just kind of, you know, that's just how it just kind of worked out. But I played all kinds of shit, like Fuck the Police and Fight the Power. And I played some of Jackson's, you know, like Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. But here we did this track, too, that just banged, and people loved it. It was happening. We played Sugar Hill Gang, all that good shit. But this was also one of the tracks that people just got off on. We're fucking dancing hard. It was, yeah, we got Ronaldo, the stunt dog here. He's Ronaldo. Ronaldo's digging it. night. You know, that's like 11 minutes of Blue Monday. So we're going to stop at about 4 or 5. That's cool. You know, just kind of got into some of that, you know, stuff I probably would be playing normally. I come down with a Ontustrial, a Cold Wave. I listen to goth, listen to death rock. I listen to all kinds of shit. But it's kind of cool to just, you know, these are songs that still just busted wide open. Most of these songs where, like, yeah, I'm just trying to, like, kind of stuff that, like, people either grew up on, you when you're kids, you heard it, or just stuff that you still hear and have a timeless kind of quality. I think I liked a lot of the earlier set. We give you a little bit of rundown of what we already played. You know, early on, we started, like, Somebody I Love, Jefferson Airplane, Time of the Season, The Zombies, and House of the Rising Sun with this kind of early 60s kind of just stuff that was there. Classic rock still, though. You hear it, it's still just, like, it's still relevant. It's still just timeless pieces of music, Time of the Season. Then we have Bang a Gong with T-Rex, one of my main man, Barracuda, Heart. And we also had Boys Back in Town with Thin Lizzy, you know, so that was kind of like, you know, like went a little bit more arena rock there, but they were all still great bands at that time. And it's just bands, still songs that all just still sound great. What do we have after that? I can't even remember. But we had Hot Child in the City, Nick Gilder. That was cool. Kind of like, you know, that voice. He had just such a unique voice for whatever. It doesn't mean non-gender specific, but just still, like, just pretty cool. Nick Gilder also sang the Roxy Roller theme song with Sweeney Todd, his earlier glam band. Then we had Blinded by the Light, Man from Man's Earth Band. And then we had a fucking, I think, didn't the power go out at some point? That was crazy. And then we gotta take the money and run. Then we have Alvaro Andres finally shows his handsome mug. We got a half hour to feel the power of the man of the hour. Too sweet to be sour, Alvaro Andres. And so we did that. It was Blinded by the Light, Take the Money and Run. We did that with Steve Miller. You know, he's a hometown boy. So we're doing, like, featuring, like, classic rock today. It's been really fucking good. You know, kind of started out, you know, I was telling the people about it. You could check it out later. I know you're going to listen to it at least 4 or 5 times, Alvaro, because he's my protege right now. He's like, so when Roxy Roller dies, this guy's going to come up and be like, hey, this is Alvaro Roller. And I'm here just to... No, it's cool. He's handsome. He's a devil. And he's here to just talk some rock and roll to San Francisco. I think he's a local boy who's been born and raised here. So he says, we're going to find out. We're going to do the taste test. Okay, I don't know. He's like, what? See, now he knows. You know, we're just like, we're in good spirits here, sneezing because the allergies are still terrible. You know, where the hell's the, you know, it's kind of, where have all the flowers gone? We did that. So then we kind of like started off the next set. We kind of moved towards the 80s. You know, I've kind of been doing in increments. So I do the 3-song block around here. You know what I mean? Alvaro. 3-song block, you know what I'm saying? You just jump on the headphones, say hello. So we do a 3-song block, you know, because, like, it just feels like, you know, you heard those 3 songs, then it's cool to do some bullshit, you know, like, between every 3 songs. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's get you there. Let's
say hello to the listening audience. This is Alvaro Andres.
Good evening, everybody.
Get right up on it. Spit in the dick.
Hello,
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. I pulled out my cable. You know, I knew that was going to happen. What was it like getting across town today? What was going on?
I was pretty mellow, you know.
It's kind of like weird. Does it feel like winter to you?
Just a bit, man. I hopped on the N, which is the never. Means the never. So the people are.
Yeah, not. Yeah. Yeah, the not line.
The not line.
Yeah, or, you know, it's kind of like the slow poke. There'd be all the, I forgot my girlfriend had some names for it. I don't really ride the bus anymore. I'd rather walk.
Yeah, I would, but I was trying to make your show on time, at least some relatively.
Yeah, you know, it really makes a difference. Just get right up on that mic and just kind of speak from the diaphragm.
Yeah.
Training. We got Ronaldo, the stunt dog here. You know, Ronaldo he can't shut up. I think he just knows that Alvaro had chicken today at some point.
Totally, totally. Had some sort of white meat, yeah.
Yeah, white meat. I heard about it. Let's leave it alone. Hey, you know, so what have you been doing? Like, we're going to, what have you been doing?
Let's see. This morning, I slept in. It's my off day from work.
Yeah, that's nice, man. What have you been doing for work?
Just working on an auto parts store.
Auto parts is like, I'll get in the zone. Auto zone. Is that?
No. Forget Auto Zone. It's all about O'Reilly, dude.
O'Reilly.
We're like,
you know, if you keep you smiley over at O'Reilly, man, this man, right? I mean, everybody's smiley when they'd be dealing with this guy because he's just, you know, he seems like this guy who just, you know, is going to just be able to get you. You know, you go to some places like Best Buy's, you know, or you go to like Circuit City or whatever. And, you know, there's some guys that are just like assholes in there, are just kind of like they're void. Mm-hmm. Then you get the guy who's just kind of like kind of cool with it. Like, you'd be like one of those guys like, hey, I'm just doing this, I'm working here. And I want to hook you up because, yes, I'm a good guy. But,
absolutely,
like, yeah. I'm one of those guys like, hey, I just don't want to do a bad job. I have some pride, right?
Yeah, give them the straight facts on their equipment and make sure their cars are on the side.
You know, I worked at a baby store once, a maternity store. So, like, I sold breast pumps, and they loved me. So a lot of ladies would come in and breastfeed around me. They just felt like they were, like, I was their friend. You know, they kind of had these women going through, like, this birth cycle are really emotional, and they latch on to sometimes somebody's just a salesperson at a store. Because, like, we did, you know, like, you know, they kind of like, oh, they can come visit me. Their husband's at work all day.
Totally.
And I'd watch them breastfeed. Next question. No, that was cool. So we're going to play some more music. Are you hungry like the wolf?
Always.
Oh, so should we play that?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Do you like Duran Duran?
Or I
you
want, saw Duran Duran Outside Lands perform. That was a solid set.
I want to talk a little bit just for a second, though. You said you grew up in San Francisco. What was it like compared to, like, right now? Like, what would you say the biggest differences are for you individually, like, what your experience is? Obviously, you've grown up. But also, like, besides just the techie thing, like, what... And how? Where do you see it going?
Well, you know, I see things that a lot of other people are seeing as well. I mean, people from outside the Bay Area. Like,
right.
I met this German couple on the Muni line, and they were talking about how they were so-so with the people that they were meeting because they,
right.
they what they see is a big separation between the classes, the rich and
right,
the poor,
absolutely.
And so forth. And that got me thinking back to all the tech money that comes through and all the, you know, development that comes, the trickle-down economics. As
I thought that I kind of heard the bubble burst like a year or two ago. It was like really like it was tangible. And, you know, market prices have dropped. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and basically there is a decrease. There was a growth thing. And it was like the douchebag fucking quotient was like at just such a like an all-time high. Like, you'd be out and about just doing stuff, right?
Right.
And you just feel like, God damn, look at these assholes. But then it kind of like everybody kind of got downtown. We're happier here. You know, you people who kind of got with this SF way. This guy's been SF the whole way. You know, I lived out here in my youth. Back in the 90s, you know.
To be completely honest.
Yeah. Talk right into the mic. Just keep it up.
Growing up might be a stretch of the imagination, just a little bit. I am from San Francisco. I'm from Bernal Heights. You can go
for it. Oh, yeah. You said Bernal Heights. Yeah, yeah. So you're a mission boy.
Originally.
No, but then where you go? Where, what happened? Just tell, let's like spit the truth here.
Oh, and then
spit the facts.
And then my dad, you know, he just started finding work up and down the coast. And so we, you know, split to San Diego for a few years.
That's back. Cool, though. That's a good experience for a young man.
Came back to San Francisco for a couple years and went back to San Diego.
So San Diego's one of those towns that has like a lot of military, right?
Yeah, it's a military town.
And it's also like you hear those planes driving over all the time, like if you're in the downtown area, right?
Yeah, you live in Oceanside, you'll hear the gunfire.
It's just like it's really planes and planes, like just because the airport's near there,
planes,
right?
Planes, jets, choppers, you name it.
It's really crazy. And it's like, yeah, we went to the Casbah. You know, we saw, you know who Blix is? Are you in Neubauten? You know about a German industrial band.
German industrial, okay.
Yeah, so Blix, so basically he was doing this solo tour, and he played at the Casbah, which was really cool. We did three shows, three nights. We did San Diego, L.A., and San Francisco, the only people who did this. And anybody who knows who Blix is, if you guys are like, you know, that's more my shit. I'm an industrial kind of, I like to listen to non-commercial music. That's what was fun to do today because it was like, you know, I did grow up on like classic rock. Like, we'll kind of bring it back to that. So,
as did I.
You know, and people just, because you're just a kid, that's what's dished to you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was like all kinds of good shit. Probably what, so who was big in your youth? Like, when you're coming up, 14, 15, like, well, what were the bands that kind of inspired you to pick up the guitar or just,
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, like back in elementary school, my dad started me early. I had this little boom box in my room, this little CD cassette player that you could like record CDs onto cassette.
So I know, wasn't that cool?
I can make mixtapes like that.
It was analog, dude.
And he would wake me up with Black Dog or Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, he said he put you right in the fucking belly of the beast.
Oh, totally. He gave me some Hendrix. He gave me some Bowie. He gave me...
So you really were kind of like just, you were educated by your dad about great music that was classic at that time. And really, nobody's really done better shit than that much since then. There's definitely some adventurous works. Anybody from, in the mainstream, like Nine Inch Nails did some great albums in the early 90s and late 80s.
They definitely pushed the bounds for sure.
Are you a fan of them, or who do you like? What you?
I like Reznor's work. I think he's cool. I think he's
Are you an industrial guy? What do you like? We say when you go home, like you're gonna put some album on it. Just it could be a guilty pleasure. Like what would it be?
As much as I listen to industrial stuff, I just like the raw power of live music.
Okay.
Of a person interacting with their instrument.
So you just basically have live sex acts or live acts come into your living room to play music for you.
Yeah, just
I'll be over. I'll do a set.
Just porn.
If the money's right, I'll do anything. Yeah. Everybody's got a price.
Yeah, live porn, you know.
That's cool. That's awesome. You know, like I think like that's, you know, Lance, we got to do a real like porn shoot. It was called, unfortunately, it was called what, public disgrace, you know? So this girl's led into the room with a box on her head, okay? And I was absolutely offended. I'm sorry. I don't like the degradation of women. All you women out there, that's what you know. You,
totally.
You kind of papa, you know? Like, I don't, I mean, whatever I do with my own game. But this shit is like, look, I just don't want somebody to feel bad, especially if they don't want to, and somebody just like overpowered, being just dominant. Some people want to be choked or bit or whatever. I've got asthma, so I can't really. Yeah, it doesn't help me to be choked. I'm like, it's not sexy. It's really, like I could die.
It's really intense watching some of these porn performers getting like slammed around the room.
So you know about public disgrace a little bit.
I've seen that stuff.
Yeah. So we actually had to play one of these, and
I don't actually see.
And I almost left the band over, and he was just one. He's like, this is our future. So many people are gonna watch porn, you know. And I was like, that's great, dude. That's what we're known for. Like beating up with some woman's getting like tasered and just, you know, I was having a little bit of a hard time, but I saw the video. Some of it was, I could see that way. And she did say that she was like really into it and did seem to be having a good time. But the box on the head and guys putting their dick in a box while we're playing music. And then all these guys drop trowel, okay? Like a lot of punk rock dudes. Like we had a room of about 40 dudes drop trowel and just started like just, you know, stroking their ego.
Wow, it was like,
it was intense a little bit because we're playing music, right? We're the entertainment.
It was like virtual reality glory hole. Like,
but it was a lot of punk rockers and like real rockers just were like, yeah, I'm just ready to rub it out in public. Wow. I was doing it, so it was crazy. So then we're just doing it, and Barb was at the event, so she's like, look at all these dicks. It was cool, you know, for a minute. She was like, it's like, that was cool. So she was checking out the dicks, then she was like, oh, this is kind of getting a little weird. Because she was only one of the only women in the room. So that was like a minute. Yeah. But then we did it. And it was like really like everybody would love to play music while people fucked. And I was just telling you guys, oh, Tales from the Wild Side. Take a walk on the wild side with Roxy Roller. I really did play a porn shoot. Almost left because honestly, I didn't rock wood one time during that whole event. I just wasn't into what they were doing to the girl. And I felt really like I just wanted to rock. And that was my persona for that day. Like I was totally. Like, and I had this red leather outfit on. There's one point where she's throating two poles. And like I just came up, you see me like there with this red face, just in her face playing. So I played the part, and I just, you know, I'm a showman. The show must go on, and I'll give 110%. But it was a crazy. So you guys look it up. Lance Meathook, and it's probably called MC Meathook at the time, or either Meathook and the Vital Organs at Public Disgrace at the Store Club, believe it or not.
Yeah,
you know the Store Club? Have you been there?
That's how I met you, man.
You did? That's right. I thought
it was historic, yeah.
Did we? What was the event?
You know, I forget. I think it was...
I thought this was the first time I met you was actually the other day at the Onyx party.
It was some band like the Sweet Bones or the Sticky Bones, one of the two.
Yeah.
The
Sticky
really
Bones, that sounds sexy.
Yeah.
Sticky. No, I think Sweet Bones are really good, though. They were maybe at Bender's. Is that possibly it? Yeah,
no.
Benders is cool. Benders Bar and Grill over at 19th South Van Ness is one of my favorite watering holes. You guys should definitely check it out. They've got the guy doing counter offer. This guy Jake's doing great tacos, fucking stylish shit. So go just mac on that stuff and just drink up. And they also got a place called Emperor Norton's Booze Land down in the Tenderloin. So they have the sister bar. Or brother bar, whatever you want to call it. And they're both places are great. It's right across from the Phoenix Hotel, if you guys ever been out there. You know, there's a famous story of
my stepsister's bar.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I was just...
My stepsister. You know what? You know, I'll tell you a funny story about what happened in Booze Land. Like, I actually got swooned for a minute, and I saw people waltzing like it was almost the old ballroom. And I almost like was seeing the ghosts in that building. Because, you know, like, I'm a clairvoyant. I'm kind of a channel to the other side. And like at certain points, there's a portal, and all of a sudden it was like almost like a movie, something you see in a 3D effect, and people were doing it, and my head swooned. I was almost getting vertigo.
Really?
Inside, and it doesn't happen to me that often. People say they've seen ghosts.
Right.
I can tell you, like, there's been presences, and we're not going to talk spirituality today because we're keeping it light and fluffy. But I've never really, like, people say, oh, I've seen a ghost by the stairs. And everybody's like, yeah, I've seen that ghost too. I'm like, I don't know if I believe in that, but maybe it's true.
All sorts of inexplicable shit, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for being, like, see, you're the perfect, like, Ed McMahon, because you're just like, you're almost like the Teflon guest on, because you just basically, no matter what, you say, oh yeah, just inexplicable stuff. Yeah, you know, like the way you just said that, it's like it wasn't here or there, you know. And it's cool because that's what people need. Towards like the bold, you need the contrast of the pastel. So we're gonna try to go a little more pastel here, because, you know, sweet dreams are made of this. What do you guys think of that? That's cool, right? Let's go there.
I can get with some Eurythmics for sure.
Yeah, fuck yeah, let's hear that shit. And then we're gonna go back to some hard rock. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to smoke in the water right after this, but we'll see what happens.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
You know what? If you gotta do have one fuck up a show, that one was cool. That kind of works for me. Like, I kind of was looking for the rock and roll outro to this 80s kind of section I was doing with a lot of synth. And you know, what better place to go than The Cure? No, The Cult, I'm sorry. I'm stoned. Hey, She Sells Sanctuary. Love this shit. So yeah, that was cool. The Cult with She Sells Sanctuary. One of my, you know, it's cool. It's all overlapping. You know, that was like a monster hit. That was cool. And, you know, what should we do here? Should we just do this one? I think we're just kind of due for it. Yeah, I just feel like doing it. Smoke on the water. You know, just thinking about my bong.
If not now.
Yeah,
if not now.
Yeah, if not now, forever. Forever bong on the Roxy Roller Radio Show. yeah. Feeling this shit. Ian Gillan. Richard Blackmore. Who's the rest of the band? We got John Lord on the keyboards. I can't remember all their names, but they're all awesome. Roger Glover, I think, is a bass player. And we're doing Stump the Wizard. Yeah, I could probably remember the drummer's name, too. Shit, there's this guy. I feel like Beavis and Butthead, right? We're a little bit like, this is a Beavis and Butthead moment with Alvaro and Roxy Roller here. Yeah. Hey, we found a blunt in the studio, so we're like twisting up like this shit. It's gonna be fun.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I know. He's feeling that shit. Oh, that was cool, man. Smoke on the motherfucking water with Deep Purple. That was cool. So we're gonna keep up the heavy rock kind of going. What do you think? Monkey Man, Stones? That'd be cool. Or what else we got?
That's a good track. Yeah, I like.
We got Sympathy for the Devil too. We got that.
Hold on, I gotta open up the door here.
Oh, what are we gonna do? You know, it's like one of those moments. You're like, just like, it's like you're on this journey where you know, me and Barb used to just travel around, and we'd like have no particular direction. Like we would just want to drive. It was awesome. There's Ronaldo, the stunt dog here again. He's jumping for treats. He's really phenomenal. He's really, look at this guy. Whoa, there he goes again. Oh my God, this guy's excited. They call those things jumping sticks. No shit, man. That dude's like, he can't get enough. That was cool. Hey, you know, let's keep it a little bit more whims. No. Where are we going to go with this? Okay, here, let's just go there. There we go. Let's just do this one.
At McCormick.
Oh, yeah. We're so happy about this shit. Fuck you. Fuck you and your commercials, big brother. I would never eat whatever crap you just were trying to sell me. So you're wasting your time. Hey, how about this one? Digging this?
Oh, yeah.
You own it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, sunshine of your love. We want some sunshine here in San Francisco. That's what I have to be doing. Orange sunshine.
It's getting near dark.
It really is getting near dark.
When lights close the tired eyes.
Tired eyes.
I'll soon be with you, my love.
My love.
Give you my dull surprise. Sunshine of your
That was Sunshine of Your Love. And who had the sunshine of my love is still sitting here in the studio. Oh, listen to shit. Oh, shut up, Dan. No, it's fine. Hey, we got Alvaro. We got Barb over here on mic number one. I keep ending up being number two. I don't know if that's because I'm the shit. But, you know, hey, like just cockamang. Hey, we want to give one more howl to next weekend. Everybody better be there. Or be square, daddy-o. Over there at the Fireside Lounge in Alameda. We're going to be playing with Sexstar, Swerve, and Luca Brasi. I'm going to take a nice hit off this fucking blunt first. Nice. That is delicious, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Honey fusion, they say.
We're trying to buy them. No, yeah. So we're going to be doing that shit Fireside Lounge over in Alameda next Friday. If you ain't doing nothing, come on by. You'll be on the guest list. Everybody's on the guest list. No. Especially this man right here to my right. A great man. A holy man. His name is Alvaro Andres. And so, you know, he's
well, holes in my underwear, but you know.
You know, hey, that's it. It's bad. At least one of us is. Oh, forget it. I rock commando. No, I just gotta just keep it real here. Oh, that's good. That's
mainly because my dog likes to chew on my underwear.
You know, those dogs like the smell of. No, he chews on her underwear like when she's gone. Because Ronaldo. Aww. Ronaldo. Hey, let's do this song. What do you guys think about this one? Let's just go there. Here we go.
Let's do it.
It's this kind of evening. It's perfect outro, huh?
All the leaves are brown. Along